Illinois' 2 years without a budget ended in early July when lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto. It was a huge relief to schools, social service agencies, and programs that rely on state funding. But celebrations were tempered by the reality of the state's fiscal situation. Matt Streb is chief of staff for Northern Illinois University President Lisa Freeman.
When we had the budget passed this past year, I walked into President Freeman's office. I gave her a high five. I walked back across the hall to my office, sat at my table, sat at my desk, and got heartburn because I started thinking about fiscal 19.
Streb was one of five DeKalbaria panelists who took part in an Illinois Issues Forum this week about the effects of the two-year budget impasse and the state's financial future. And that's the subject of WNIJ's Friday Forum this morning. Deanna Cada is the director of the DeKalb County Community Mental Health Board. She says the local mental health providers her board assists are still hurting nearly 4 months after the state budget passed.
Agencies that were getting paid during the budget impasse because they were under mandate to do so are now not getting their checks because they're at the end of the line. I met with agencies this morning and a lot of them are suffering with cash flow because the checks that they had counted on are now not coming in. So the story isn't over and there's still been quite a few impacts that we're going to feel in this community for a while.
Safe Passage is one of the organizations that survived the impasse. Director Mary Ellen Shade says the domestic violence shelter fared better than many similar programs across the state. They didn't have to lay off employees, but many employees left, and some weren't replaced. Shade says that damage continues to cascade. It's harder to find people who want to work for agencies that count on state funding.
People are more reluctant to come work for us because they don't feel secure that it's going to be safe. Because we don't know what's going to happen. I think that's what another big thing about the state budget impasse, and I know the state budget has been a mess for many, many years, but these last 2 years were pretty shocking to people in my world.
Trust, priorities, uncertainty. Those are words you're almost guaranteed to hear from people who are most directly affected by the budget impasse. Matt Streb says schools like NIU just want to be able to plan and need a stable budget to do that, even if it means cuts. And it meant $10 million in cuts to NIU's budget at a time when Streb says the school is tens of millions of dollars behind in building maintenance, needs technology updates, and went years without pay raises for faculty and staff. Most importantly, Streb says it's difficult to get students to stay in Illinois.
The week after the budget passed, we saw an enormous spike of new and transfer students who committed to NIU. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that there was uncertainty about the budget. A lot of that had to do with the fact that there was uncertainty about MAP grants. And so, enrollment has had an effect because of what has happened in the state.
Jeremy Groves would like to see the state change its vocabulary when it comes to budget talks. Groves is an economics professor at NIU. He says lawmakers need to view critical services as investments, not just spending.
Because if you're not investing in crisis, if you're not investing in English as a second language, if you're not investing in higher education, if you're not investing in healthcare, nothing else is going to happen. These people are just going to be continually servicing the same people over and over again. It's not spending. It's very easy to say, I'm going to cut spending. It's less easy to say, we're going to cut investment.
So what do organizations that count on state money want? Deanna Cada of the DeKalb County Community Mental Health Board says all she asks is that the state honor the contracts it has with its social service providers.
What I would like the state to do is to say, you do this work and I will pay you for it. Seems like a simple concept. But that has been what the problem has been for the past couple of years and continues to be right now because these agencies are getting the payment. It's a very simple answer because I wish those payments covered all the needs that exist.
Mary Ellen Shade of Safe Passage takes it a little further. She says not-for-profit agencies were still expected to carry on as usual, delivering services, writing grant proposals, while the state skipped promised payments.
I was calling legislators, I was writing letters, I was going to Springfield on top of everything else I had to do. So I'd like that to stop. And I would like to be able to provide a high quality of service to people and help them get on their feet and be contributing members of our community.
Cada says the state's budget process reminds her of something Vice President Joe Biden once said.
Don't tell me what you value. Show me your budget, and I'll tell you what you value.
In the past, yes, the budgets have not been great. There's been issues with the budget, but there's been a budget. The last 2 years, there's been no budget.
Jeremy Grove says now is the time for Illinoisans to take an active role in their government.
It would be nice if the structure of the system was such that we could go through the budget and say, okay, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. Yeah, this is not so much a good idea. I would say in short that that's where citizen participation comes in. Pay attention to what your school board is spending money on. Pay attention to what your local community is spending money on. And if you don't like it, say something.
Grove says that's the kind of pressure that can keep Illinois from falling back into a fiscal meltdown next year. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.